Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal!
Right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network, each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it? What is going on, everybody? This is Q with a brand new episode of Project Unreal. I am so excited for this one, guys. You really don't understand my level of excitement. Not only do we get to have guests that are masters at the improv craft, no pressure, guys, when I introduce here, but like absolute masters, like no one else could possibly be better than they are. So everybody watch out, because we have Katie and Libby from Murder, She Joked joining us on this episode. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
No pressure. What an intro.
No pressure. Hey, I'm just giving credit where credit is due, that, you know, you guys are the standard, the high water mark for improvers across the country. I hope that is, I mean, that doesn't make you nervous or worried or anything, right?
Like that's... I'm in a perpetual state of nervousness, so it just kind of fluctuates it a little bit.
I mean, I'm pretty comfortable saying that we set the bar for improvised true crime.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's actually what I meant. What I meant.
Okay. Then yeah, totally.
The best improvised true crime comedians around.
Beautiful. That's like, great. I can take that moniker.
I don't know that there's any better. Now, for those who aren't familiar with your show, it is on the Project Nerd Network, and how dare you, listeners, for not listening to this show already. Murder, She Joked is one of our newest shows of the Project Nerd family, and I don't know, I'm pretty partial to it. I would say one of our best shows. I do want to say that you guys kind of have made what I would consider to be like a new niche, right? Like a new niche. Like you have, I've never seen a podcast like the podcast that you guys do. I've seen improvised podcasts. I've seen comedy podcasts. I've definitely seen true crime podcasts, but I've never seen an improvised true crime podcast. Can you guys tell me, like, where did that come from? What was the impetus for that?
I'll let Libby take that one. Okay. She was there earlier than me.
It was. So there was Dana and then another friend of ours, and we were all kind of talking, we're true crime nerds anyway, so we were talking about that, and we were initially just talking about how fun it would be to have a true crime themed improv show. And so we had one of our really talented improviser friends, Grant Collins. He's done, like, I don't know where he studied or where he got his training, but it was in Chicago, and he's really, really talented. And he kind of helped us come up with the form. And we did it kind of like, we had the idea of making it kind of like a podcast, like a serial. And so this was before a podcast even. We wanted to make the form like a podcast, but it was for a stage show, so we hadn't actually made a podcast.
Sure.
So we did do stage shows. I think we did like 3 seasons. We did 2.5 seasons of our stage show.
Nice.
And then COVID. And then we didn't really do anything for a while. And then we kind of got the idea, you know what? We already have a form that would work in a podcast form. Why don't we just try doing it? And none of us know anything about anything. So Dana had a friend of ours teach her how to, he's an audio engineer. Like, he's got a degree in audio engineering. So he gave her like a crash course in editing. And the rest of us just kind of learned, picked up other things on the way. And we ended up here on Project Nerd.
That's so crazy. Yeah. Let me say, first off, how hilarious it is that you like spoke it into the universe by doing a fake podcast live show that eventually turned into an actual podcast improv show.
Yeah.
That is a bizarre way to end up there. But yeah. it's so awesome. Like, I think the story behind how the podcast came about is part of what makes the whole thing hilarious. Well, I will say that, you know, week to week, people can find you guys talking about totally untrue, fully made up crimes that have happened all over the country, and deep diving, and some even in outer space, some not even on the planet.
It's true.
We have a international one coming up as well.
That's true. Yeah. Joke crosses the pond. I love it. I'm so pumped. It is legitimately, and I say this with all like hosting hubris aside, it really is one of my favorite shows.
Thank you.
And I know, listeners, it will be one of your favorite shows. So make sure you check it out. Murder, She Joked, Project Nerd Podcast Network. Now to talk about the show at hand, right? You two have decided to join me on a very unreal journey. Now, to get the audience caught up and to get you guys caught up on how the show works, every week I am joined by either a rotating panel of Project Nerd members or a professional comedian groups. In this sense, it's both. You guys are both improvisers and comedians, and you are also members of the Project Nerd family. So this is a twofer kind of situation I'm very happy about. But what happens is, I have several made-up characters that you guys have not seen before the recording of this episode, and in a few minutes, I'm going to provide those basic sketch outlines of characters, and then we're going to come back and we're going to do a very unreal interview. So I'm going to be me, and you both are not going to be you.
All right.
Easy enough?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Well, then I say we quit the jibber-jabbing, we stop being real, and we get unreal. Greetings, everyone. Q here with Project Nerd, and we are bringing you another amazing interview. Now, from time to time, we sit down with guests of all walks of life. We've sat down with Poison Ivy's sister. We've sat down with reptile insemination specialists from the Bronx Zoo. We've sat down with people who have been dead. Maybe they're ghosts. I don't know. We've interviewed ghosts before, but today is something brand new, something we have never done on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. And that is that we are interviewing two goddesses. Never has that happened ever in the history of Project Nerd. And I'm a little nervous. I'm not sure how to handle myself. We are joined today by Persephone and Demeter. Thank you both for taking time out of what I imagine to be an extremely busy schedule to join us here on the podcast network.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, oh my God. Thank you so much. Like, honestly, it's such a nice break to get out of the underworld for like 2 seconds.
Honey, that's enough. He got it.
Now, is it strange to be like a mother and daughter goddess team? Like, you're both kind of like on the same level as gods, really.
Okay, well, tell my mom that.
That answers my question. Is that a point of contention for you guys?
I mean, I have told Percy since she was a little baby that goddesses are a status above gods. Sure. So it shouldn't be a point of contention. But it seems these days, everything I say is a point of contention to my sweet little Percy.
Now, Persephone, do you want to be called Percy? Can I call you Percy, or do you prefer Persephone?
I mean, I prefer Persephone. Like, Percy is what I went by when I was like a kid, and I don't know. I just don't really see myself that way anymore, but sure. I'm not going to like start a beef or anything.
Sure. That's fair. Now, I definitely wouldn't want to start a beef with you considering you are the goddess of the underworld, mm-hmm. but also like spring, which I find to be an interesting just mix of things. Like the underworld is usually seen as like dark and kind of heavy, and spring is like, you know,
right. Yeah, I get that a lot. And I totally understand the misconception. But it's just like, you can't have life without death and vice versa. So why wouldn't it all be interconnected? It doesn't have to be opposites. It can just be vibes.
Sure. I mean, I understand that. Demeter, how do you feel about the fact that your daughter is the goddess of the underworld?
Q, I'm going to be honest with you.
Sure.
It upsets me deeply. Oh. It upsets me deeply. Death, Percy, I just don't understand the fascination with death and darkness. I mean, you're so beautiful. You're so bright. You're so happy. Mommy's little baby. And you are a goddess. And you just are embracing all of these dark, negative things. And sure, you can't have light without darkness, but you're a goddess. It's upsetting to me.
Now, I find it especially interesting. Like, did you guys have some sort of falling out at some point? Because Demeter, you being the goddess of kind of the earth and plant life and, you know, rebirth and harvest and bounty. I find it interesting that your daughter chose to become, I assume that's how being a goddess works. You just choose the area you want to reign over.
Yes, chose that is how it works.
To be on the underworld, which is kind of like the farthest away from your realm possible.
That's exactly my point. Do you want to know what happened?
I do.
What happened. Please. I will tell you what happened. Sweet little baby Percy met a boy.
Mm. No, I met a man, Mom.
Okay. That's your opinion. I'm going to call him a boy.
Whatever.
This boy's name is Hades.
Oh, sure.
Heard of him?
Yes.
Other Voiced ruler
by
of the
Woods in a Disney movie.
Yes.
I told you he was famous just because you weren't on the scene. Doesn't mean that nobody knew who he was, Mom.
I'm just saying you had a lot of options. That Hercules boy is very cute. Very cute. Very fit. Kind of dumb. But that's
half
okay.
Human or whatever.
You could look past that. He's so handsome and peaceful. And Hades, he's famous, but he's not ugly. I thought you had a bigger heart than that. I didn't think you were so shallow, Percy, that you would just go after fame. And look what it cost you. It cost you so much. It cost me so much.
Well, Persephone, I have to ask, I mean, what's it like being the goddess of the underworld? I mean, is it as bad as Demeter's making it sound?
No, like it's lit. I mean, we have this like cool, like, river thing, so I basically get to take a yacht every time I go home. Whoa. Oh, we have these beautiful dog. I love him so much. And I don't know, just like everyone's there. I mean, if they're not there yet, they'll be there eventually. So like all I have to do is sit and wait, and I can meet whoever I want. It's so cool. And like Hades, not just famous, he's also an intellectual. What?
I just think it's interesting that that's the word that you would choose to describe him, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, you have other plenty of options, right? We have Zeus. Zeus takes a lot of wives. You could have been Zeus's, what is it, 18th wife now?
Okay, well, he also isn't looking so good in the Me Too movement, so maybe don't encourage that relationship for me.
Oh, Percy.
Demeter, I'm going to have to side with Percy on that one. That does sound like maybe not the right choice for her. I mean, it doesn't sound Thank so you. Bad in the underworld. Like the way she's describing it sounds pretty cool.
I will totally invite you to one of our raves, Q. It's so fun.
I can get you a day pass. Do I have to like? Is death a requirement to come?
It's just or, encouraged, but
got it. Okay.
No, that's a lie, Q. She's lying to you. You cannot go into the underworld. Do you understand how it works? You understand how death works. Let me. I mean, you know, you've seen Hercules before. This is yes. where this is. This was a. It was a documentary, basically, of how death sure. works. Okay, so I'll explain it to you. There's a gold string that represents your life.
Yes.
And the fates get to cut it. And guess what? If you're not a god or a goddess, that thing gets cut. You don't just get to come back.
Persephone, is that true? If I came to a rave in the underworld, I'd be like dead?
No, it's like you just wouldn't be able to go that far because there is a string and it is a tether. But like you yeah. can get a little bit into the underworld before you reach your oh. max length.
So it's like
and
it's
then like, if it yeah.
I was just gonna say it's like going, but like I don't get into like the VIP area. I'm just right, in more right. of like the general population kind of area.
Mm-hmm. It's yes. like you're not gonna get the bottle service.
Sure.
But you can still like order at the bar.
Got you can it. Still get thrown up on by the 18-year-olds who snuck in.
Sure. Is that right? Is that a big problem down there? You got a lot of like just kids.
Oh, constantly. Like, you know how kids always try and like sneak into graveyards and stuff? I don't even know why. It's that, but worse because there's actually cool stuff here.
Sure. I did hear that there is, like, depending on the location, some Hot Topics are offering entrances to the underworld now, like in the back of the store. Are you guys trying to go a little more mainstream, like reach like a bigger crowd? Or is that, was that like a Hades decision without you?
Yeah. So that's actually been a point of contention between us. His agent, Eric, thought it would be a good idea to kind of like get more exposure.
Sure.
I thought it would be cooler if we kind of like kept it a little more exclusive.
Sure.
But, you know, whatever. We'll try it. See how it goes.
Sure. Now, Demeter... I find it interesting, and look, I'm not trying to play like kind of therapist to both of you here. Obviously, I mean, I can't even like think on the level of gods and goddesses, but
you're doing a great job.
Do you find, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Do you find it interesting that despite Persephone choosing to go to the underworld with Hades, that it seems that she kind of held on to a little bit of her connection with you by still being the goddess of springtime? And that seems to be in line with kind of like what you do. Like, it's not like she abandoned the family business altogether.
Well, sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. That is a very good point. Percy, I just miss you. I miss having you around. I miss me being the only one who could take care of you when you were sick or when you needed something or when you were sad about boy problems or you wanted to, you know, wear an outfit or want to know what it looked like or you were hungry and I made you, you know, this peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, cut them into little triangles. I just miss having that bond with you. And now you're grown up and I guess it's just hard for me. It's hard. And also, I really don't like Hades. He is a prick and a loser. And he's ugly.
I'm going to be honest, Demeter. I think you were heading down a really good path there, but...
This is what happens every time. Like, she starts to get vulnerable with me. And it's like really nice. And then she just derails it going on and on about how much she hates Hades and how she hates his like cut off jeans and how she doesn't like his asymmetrical haircut or his nose ring or like how she thinks that we should get our dogs professional training because they're too big to still be jumping on people. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I want you to respect me and also the life I've chosen.
And honey, I do respect you. Q, you have daughters, yeah, right?
I do.
You yeah. have daughters. Imagine your precious little baby.
Sure.
With a freak, with a nose ring, and an asymmetrical haircut. Living in a house together, that's fine. We're progressive. If you're sure. in love, you're in love. Live together, that's fine. Get your dogs professionally trained. They are labradoodles. They should not be just jumping up and licking us in the face when we walk in every time. They're not chihuahuas.
It's how they show love.
Well, they can show love sitting down. That's what I'm saying, okay? And Q, how would you feel? How would you feel if you cared so deeply about your precious baby and here they are and you know they could do so much better? I just want to know, what does he do for you? Sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead and say.
No, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of these things, and you know, please don't like, you know, put famine on my family or anything like that. But I know that a lot of these things kind of sound superficial, Demeter, if I'm being honest. Like, it sounds like Persephone is really just trying to be herself and express herself. And I feel like if my daughters were to come to me with some of these issues, like, yes, you know, do I have to like every person that they're involved with? No. Am I going to? Probably not. But do I still love them? Definitely. And do I support their choices always? Not necessarily. But you know, they're in charge of their own lives, right? Like, that's how we see our kids. You got to let them kind of like be themselves, you know?
Thank you.
That is very true. Very good points.
Are we having a breakthrough right now? Are you guys...
I think we are having a breakthrough, Percy. I just don't understand Hades. I just don't understand him. I judged him because it just looks weird. It's a weirdo.
Hey, we all do that from time to time, Demeter. We all sometimes judge people. That's what Project Nerd is all about. It's just a safe place for everybody, you know? That's the project in Project Nerd. The project is bringing people together in a unified love of things. And this is magnificent. You guys seem like you really have amazing lives, and there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to, you know, share those lives together and not destroy humanity.
Well,
yeah, I totally agree. And I know you don't really know Hades, Mom, and I would love for that to change. Maybe you could come over for a game night. Maybe we could play some Hangman.
That would be lovely.
No.
I'll bring those little peanut butter jelly sandwiches cut in little triangles for you.
My favorite.
Well, I feel like that I don't know what else I can do here. I mean, I thought we were coming in for an interview, but I got way more than I had expected. I mean,
as did I.
I mean, just saw a God's family reunited right here on Project Nerd.
I tell you what, Q, you could spin circles around that Maury fellow.
Well, to be fair, Persephone, we do have the results of the pregnancy test. And Hades is the father.
Oh, thank God. I would have been so confused if it wasn't. Oh,
no.
I would have been wow, Zeus has really been up to something.
Wait, you're pregnant?
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's interview. I sincerely appreciate Demeter and Persephone, you guys joining us. This has been a real pleasure. I look forward to visiting the underworld, hopefully in a not so permanent manner in the near future. And until next time, make sure you tune in to Project Nerd, home of Murder, She Joked. We'll see you later.
Katie, wow, wow, wow.
Libby, that was something special. That got
real.
It's like an after school special, is what it was.
That got raw. Yes. Did I got
like
a little
talking
emotional.
About broken families, mother-daughter yeah. relationships being mended.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is appropriate. Well, not broken relationships being mended, but mother-daughter relationships, because it's my mom's birthday today. Oh, so oh, and it ended
Nancy.
On a happy note.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
I love that so much. As everyone knows, Nancy's a huge listener to the show. So this one's for
she
you, Nancy.
Is.
Dedicated to you. That was so much fun. And I will say that I don't know anything. And I'm so glad you both had mentioned that you didn't know anything about Greek mythology, but thankfully you both knew a pretty decent amount. To,
we
like,
both we both saw Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
So. Perfect.
Yeah, many years
Hercules.
Ago.
I know all the lyrics to from Zero to Hero, so I can I can kind of goof my way through it if need be. But yeah, that turned out, you know, that's what people come to Project Unreal for. They come for the laughs and they stay for the family bonding.
Yes.
Everybody knows that. Classic. Mm-hmm. It's in our description. It's Project Unreal, mostly
improvised
comedy.
You should make a Project Nerd segment about exposing paternity tests.
I would
like
I would
Jerry Springer the podcast.
I would love that.
But it's all good news.
Yes, it's all great news.
If I could just get like I would love to create a new segment and just where listeners just tweet at us that they want to have their paternity test results revealed on our podcast. And that's just a service that Project Nerd provides.
That's great. But like any podcast, so like at the end of Murder, She Joked,
totally.
Like in the middle of our commercial break, just be like, hey, Libby here with Murder, She Joked. We have a special announcement. Jerry Farmer in Indiana, you are the father. Congratulations, or I'm sorry.
Or at like the end of High Five the podcast, and it's like, all right, now we're going to list the top five people that are not Mary from Saskatchewan's baby daddy.
Jerry from Indiana, congratulations.
You are not the father.
You are not the
You're
father.
The number one. Yeah, we literally just tailor it to each series. That'd be amazing. I would really, really, that would even work for, we have a show called Nerdcast Recast, where we literally just like have guest celebrities on. And so we could just tell them at the interview, by the way, you know, Samantha from Kentucky wrote in and no, Joey Fatone, you are not,
not the father.
You are not the father. So I know you don't know her, but that's I just amazing. Wanted to let you know right here. We have the DNA test to prove it. You are not the dad, so don't worry.
Just have a manila envelope like
Yes, that would be amazing. So speaking of Murder, She Joked, again, can you tell the folks where they can find your show? When is it airing? Maybe.
I talked a lot, so I was going to let Katie do it. But if Katie's not prepared to do it, I'll do it.
Katie, do you know when Murder, She Joked airs?
Do you know when our show airs?
It's Mondays now, right?
Nope.
No, but I don't know.
Okay, I'll just
it was Thursdays for so long, and every
I'm leaving.
Time...
This is all staying. This is
all right, that's
all
fine.
Staying in the
that's fine. You know what? I'm already known as the disappointment.
Not. No, absolutely not at all. Not at all. Katie is the glue that holds the group together.
Oh my
and I should
no.
not have just thrown it on you. So that's my bad. I was
no. It's okay. my permanent facial expression is deer in the headlights, so there was no way to know that it was sincere this time.
Okay, all right. Okay, so Katie, I just want to let you know, you can find our podcast, Katie, streaming everywhere on every podcast you can find.
Yeah, that part Project I knew.
Nerd, okay, it comes on Tuesdays.
Okay.
Yep, and you can follow us. We have an Instagram account, at Murder, She Joked. You can find us on Facebook as well. I don't know if you know that, Katie. Do you follow us on Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. What's Instagram?
I also am signed into the account on Instagram. So I see it from both sides. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Perfect.
You see me stalking ex-boyfriends on the account. I don't do that. Just kidding. I'm sorry.
That's what they're really used for, just so everybody knows. Show accounts are always used to visit the accounts that you shouldn't visit from your normal personal account. I know this. I had the High Five the Podcast Instagram for 6 years. Mm-hmm. I was talking all sorts of people that I shouldn't be looking at anymore. Just like, what are you up to? And you never know. It's me. It's just your friendly neighborhood High Five the Podcast. Yeah. Oh, man. Good times. Well, thank you guys so much for being on here. I sincerely appreciate it. And for other shows other than Project Unreal and Murder, She Joked, make sure you check out the Project Nerd Podcast Network. I think we're up to like 13 plus different shows right now. Go check them all out on www.project-nerd.com. Also, make sure you check out the Project-Nerd YouTube page, where we have video series coming at you, usually 3 to 4 different videos a week, all sorts of good, fun content out there. And I am proud to announce, as the con and festival season ramps up in the fall, I'll use my one fuck for this. I guess it's going to be two. Fuck you, COVID. We're back live and in person. It's happening. We're vaccinated and we're coming for your eyeballs and in your in person. We're coming from your personal space, I guess. But our first convention back is going to be the Colorado Springs Comic Con. So make sure you check out coverage from Project Nerd there. And then we've definitely got the Tallgrass Film Festival coming up later this fall. So make sure you stay tuned to project-nerd.com for all of the good updates from all the live events that we're going to be at. And,
Can I say one more thing before we log off? I just wanted to let you guys, so I just wanted to let Joey Fatone know that he is not the father of my baby.
Thank you so much. Yeah, did you hear that? Welcome. Joey, you're off the hook.
But if he wants to fix it. Oh, no, he's got a wife. Never mind. Respect for your wife.
That's fair. He. You know what? Hold on. I'm getting a text from Joey Fatone right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's actually to you, Libby.
Oh, wow.
It says bye, bye, bye.